Oh, is it the bone? Hey, can you guys stop taking the name off until the next caller comes? Thanks. Bone. Yep. Wow. God damn, Bone, get a hold of one.
What's up there, brother?
What up, Bone?
How you doing, dude?
Good, mate. What can I do for a crack?
Oh, man, why is everybody nominating males for blowjobs, dude? Is that the gimmick?
No, it's the worst blowjob. I would assume, you know, I mean, most guys would, you know, mean the, like, a really ugly chick or a dude. The dude would win if it came to the worst blowjob ever.
How about high-pitch Eric, dude?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I met him the other day in New York. He is fucking disgusting.
That guy is a fucking nasty, sweating-looking fucking bastard, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you know he's afraid of fish there, right, Ellis?
He's afraid of fish?
Yeah, dude, you bring a fish, dude, and he'll fucking scream like a fucking...
I don't even believe that guy. I feel like he's a fucking walking gimmick.
I don't know, dude. He's been a staple on the Stern show, dude. Hey, yeah. I never got to talk to you after you were on Stern. Hey, dude, that was fucking... You were awesome on Stern, dude. That was fucking sick.
Hey, Nick, but thanks, dude. Are you, like, on every radio show on satellite radio? Because I've listened to some people, and I could swear that I hear you everywhere.
No, dude. I'm on Pharrell, and that's about it. And
you, have you? No, what about Stern? Have you called in there?
Yeah, I talked to Stern, yeah.
Yeah, I know, because that's who I heard. I heard him on Stern, and I'm like, fucking dude, is... He's in there.
And Neckbone, do you have without giving away too much, do you have other identities that may appear on other shows?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so sweet, dude.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of doing comedy or something?
That's what I want to get into, dude, man. That's what I would.
You just called me dude, man, just so you know.
Huh?
You just called me dude, man.
Dude, man, bro.
Just so you know. I just wanted to point that out to you, Bone, that you unleashed a dude, man on me.
I'm a little...
we barely know each other, really. I mean, come on. Dude, man.
I'm a little stoned, sorry, brother.
Red Dragons. So, I think that, I mean, he's calling everybody with his go-getter fucking, like, out of any caller, he's the most, you know what I mean, because he's got his fucking, he's the bone, and he rips a fucking bong load of doom and gags, and then he calls, you know what I mean, he's got all kinds of questions, he knows everything about satellite radio.
Yes,
he should have a job in satellite radio.
He's bailed me out of numerous boring guests.
Has he?
There have been at least three times that someone was on here that we're just like, what the fuck are we talking
about? And Colton tells him to suck a cock or something?
And Neckbone calls up and he's like, dude, let me through. And I was like, okay, this interview, like...
Right, and he unleashes himself.
And I enjoy watching the guest being like, what the fuck show am I on? Like, I was already trying to figure out what the fuck show I'm on. Now this is your caller.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, get fuck yourself then. You know?
I like your style, Bone.
I appreciate it, brother.
I think we could, you know what I mean? Obviously, if I still work here when we're cool, then yeah, the Bone should have a job.
Didn't he go crazy?
What about Fratrelli? Did Fratrelli get... He did?
Yeah, didn't you go ape shit on us at one point, Neckbone?
Oh, that was because...
You guys went crazy on me.
Nah, we didn't go crazy on anybody.
It was a...
That's
a
lie.
It was, I guess, mutual.
It was a Bubba the Love Sponge thing, I think.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
But it wasn't really his fault. It was more your fault than anybody's.
My fault?
I think so,
Bone.
My fault?
I think it was your fault, Bone. I'm a friendly guy. I think... What happened? I bummed him out somehow.
I don't even remember.
He came at me, bitch. He came at me, bitch, and I was like, I gotta pull evasive maneuvers here, and then next thing you know, it was Neckbone and Bubba hated me. I don't know how that all evolved. I think it was, the original thing was, you should fight somebody, I'm gonna fight in the Bubbagon with Bubba.
I think it was Spice.
No, it was Bubba first, and then he never called me back, so I started saying on the radio that he had backed out. Therefore, by default, I would be the satellite radio champion. Always, you know, looking for some drama.
Right.
I'm the satellite MMA champion of the world. Then Spice Boy called me and told me on the phone, don't tell Bubba because he hates you right now, but he'll come round and we're going to, you know, I'll fight you. And I was like, well, that sounds kind of better anyway because you're pretty much the same. I think he's like a little bit taller than me, but that's pretty fair. So then I was like, it's going to be like a real fight now because we're both even. So I started training at Team Quest where I met Dan Henderson. And became a fucking, like, I've now had a pro MMA fight. And those, you know what I mean, like, at one point they just hated me and I was talking shit. And then it was, well, how did he get into it? Because it was, who came in here?
You told me
Gabe Rudigan.
You told me I was going to go down because I was on Bubba's show or something like that. But who cares about that?
Oh, stuff, no, I got, okay, so I didn't like Bubba and he was calling in Bubba's show and you told me, Tully.
No, I seem to recall that you were instigating some stuff. I don't even remember what it was. But
yeah, I was just instigating Bubba. Because Bubba thinks he rules satellite radio, and it's like, whatever, dude. You can't say.
I feel like saying Bubba or me is better than each other is like saying that. I can only go with like skateboard terminologies, but it's like I think Chris Miller is better than Tony Hawk. Like, I think that, you mean, I have favorite skateboarders that mightn't have been the winning dude. But I was like, that's my preference. I think radio's even more like that.
Yeah, everybody should think they're the dude on their show.
Like, I'm absolutely positive. I'm better than everybody.
Whoever's on the classic hip-hop channel right now should be like, check this shit out,
dude. He's terrible.
You know what I'm talking about, Ellis. He does some devious stuff, and he just thinks he, like, rules everything.
Yeah. I respect people that try to do that, because that's what I'm trying to do.
Right.
I knew exactly what he was doing, and I know why he did it, and I don't blame him. Like, all of a sudden, I come out of nowhere, and fucking, all of a sudden, they move me to his time slot, and I'm spracking off about being the fucking best cocksucker in the world. Like, I'd be like, dude, who the fuck are you? You know what I mean? You ain't paid any rent. Shut the fuck up.
Well, you got a lot of fans that left from Bubba that go over to you, a lot of them, because his show isn't live anymore. It's taped in the morning.
Yeah, but I already know about that, too. When I first heard about that, Bubba fucking has kids and a wife, and nobody was going to pay him enough money to do his show here, so he went somewhere to get paid.
Right,
and
yeah.
I said it before, and I think that's the only reason Bubba was ever cool with me again. I was like, if you don't fucking pay me any money here, and then somebody offers me, like, I can make $1 million working somewhere else, with a wife and kids, I would be disrespecting my family by not taking that job.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I love the fans, but the family comes first. To say anything else would be a lie.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just like this show, like, he had so many hardcore fans, and it's like, they don't care about Florida. They care about the national.
No, I understand.
Stuff.
I understand people's anger about the whole thing, but I also understand that every one of those people that were angry at him, if they were in the same position as him, they would all do the same thing.
Yeah.
You're a fuck. Don't you mean nobody's wearing a fucking cape here?
Yeah, you guys.
We're all. You know what I mean? Like, I want to keep it real. I love my fans. Somebody just fucking vibed the shit out of me today on Twitter for talking about Ellis Mania, because I fucking said, you know, Ellis Mania on my Twitter, and he was like, fuck you, or, well, no, he didn't say fuck you, but he was, you know, exploiting, I think he used the word exploiting, can't believe I actually read that, but I was angry this morning. I was like, you know what, go fuck yourself, dude, like, I'm just trying to fucking survive, like, nobody understands, nobody knows, you think I'm fucking living large over here, you're seriously mistaken. I'm hustling to make a fucking buck, I'll do anything I can, I'm trying to do comedy, I want to do stand-up with Levy, I'll do anything that I can to fucking hustle to be a millionaire, because that's what I am, I'm a go-getter, the get shit, just like Bubba.
Yeah, everybody's got to go if you're going
to... Yeah, it's like, you're trying to tell me, like, if you deliver milk to the fucking... to, you know what I mean? Like, deliver packages to people, you're selling out because you're running on the way there to give them the box. Like, if you hustle, you get, like, abused for it. Like, I'm hustling. Make no mistake.
Yeah, that's all it's about, dude.
Buy my shit, motherfuckers. Like, I'm fucking trying to stay alive here.
Yep, that's all everybody's trying to do in these times, dude. Trying to save lives.
And I'm not. And the other thing is, but I'm not trying to give. I think a shitty, you know, like trying to give you a shit product. What I try to do is give. You know, I mean, everything I try to do as much to the best of my ability.
So I don't. Everybody appreciates it, dude. You got to kick.
Yeah, well, not everybody. Some dude on Twitter was vibing.
A lot of people do, dude.
But that's what I'm saying. With Bubba, same thing. He fucking does the terrestrial thing, and everybody fucking vibes him. But they don't. I understand why you would say that, but if you think about it, if you're in anywhere near of a position of his, or if you can understand being in his position, then you would completely change your mind, because he's just trying to fucking live. Like, you don't have to work at SiriusXM to know that, you know what I mean, whatever he did, you know what I mean, because he's trying to fucking survive.
Right, I already talked to him about what and stuff. You know, his show is his show, and he's just doing what you exactly said. He's got to stay with the kids. If somebody's going to offer you $1 million here, and then somebody offers you $1.5 million, you're obviously going to go get that $1.5 million. You know what I mean?
I guess so. Yeah, that in his predict. Yeah, but I keep it real to a certain extent, but I'm not going to jeopardize my family and career to keep it real.
No shit,
you know what I mean?
But like your nickname says, dude, you're the future, and it's going to be a fucking long ride, dude.
Later, Neckbone. Oh, did he nominate? Neckbone, what's your nominee?
Shake it up, Ellis, now, brother.
Wait a minute.